The Federal Reserve's benchmark interest rate is the rate at which banks lend money to other banks in overnight trading. A little over a year ago, it was set at 5.25%. Today, it's 1%. And by the close of business on Tuesday, when the Fed board meets, it could be as low as 0.5%. Krishna Guha is chief U.S. correspondent for the Financial Times, and he's on the phone to explain what all of these numbers mean. Welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
How does the overnight lending rate among banks affect the prime rates that you and I pay?
Well, the federal funds rate, the rate that the Federal Reserve gets to set, is the most basic interest rate in the economy. And at a very basic level, it determines the cost of funds for banks that then make loans or fund other types of loans in the economy. But, of course, we don't pay the same rate that the Fed sets. And the problem, of course, for the economy over the past year or so is that while the Fed has been bringing down the federal funds rate, those actual borrowing rates that you and I pay, those haven't been coming down or haven't been coming down anything like as fast because the risk premium on lending has been going up.
Why would the Fed keep dropping the benchmark rate if it's really not working?
Well, you have to remember what the counterfactual is. If they hadn't cut the benchmark rate, but the risk spreads had just gone up, then interest rates would be even higher than they are today for you and me. So reducing the Fed funds rate hasn't been a waste of time. It's been able to cushion the blow, but it hasn't been able itself to solve the underlying problem, which is that these risk spreads on loans have gone up as banks have become extremely reluctant to lend to anybody.
Have the banks been receptive at all to the news that the benchmark rate may go down maybe as far as zero?
Well, at this point, the interest rate is going to end up quite close to zero. Whether it ends up at zero or not is a second-order issue. The big game now is about all the other things the Federal Reserve is trying to do to support the economy. What it's doing is it's going out and making very large-scale loans to financial institutions. It's trying to support financial markets, for instance, by buying short-term IOUs. And it's actually going out and buying mortgage-related securities issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to try and drive down home loan rates. In the course of doing all of this, it's swelling the size of its balance sheet and pumping lots of reserves into the banking system. But at this point, the non-interest rate tools are becoming more and more important compared with where the federal funds rate is actually set.
What about that half-point cut? Would it mean anything for the global economy if it happens?
Well, the dollar is the world's reserve currency. The demand for dollars has escalated around the world. Everyone wants dollars, and what's more, they want cash. So by reducing the Fed funds rate, the Federal Reserve can help not only the U.S. economy, but also the financial systems and the economies of other countries around the world. And of course, in the long run, the more stable the banking systems are outside the U.S., the more support the U.S. economy will get from world trade. And at a time when the U.S. is very weak, the U.S. needs all the help it can get from exports.
Krishna Guha is chief U.S. correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much indeed.